Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about the correct path. Jesus says that the way to eternal life has a small gate, a narrow path, and few find it. A few is a relative term, and given the total population, we may look at the total number of those that find the correct path and walk on it with Jesus as being a large thing. But the idea is there are a lot of people that have not yet found it. And part of our responsibility as those who walk that path is to share it with others. And so each weekday morning, we're talking and praying about some aspect of this path that we walk with Jesus. And today we're going to talk about a joyful path. And sometimes, well, we miss that because it's not an easy path. But it's a path that leads to great joy. And because it leads to great joy, we ought to find joy along the journey. And so looking today at Psalm 16, verse 11, which says, "You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Definitely elements of that I believe is that are talking about that eternal dwelling with God. But as believers who have God's Spirit living within us, I think we can at least have a glimpse of His presence in our daily life and to know the joy of walking that path with God. I said before, my first favorite character that I recall ever having in the Bible as a very young boy was Enoch. And was kind of an unusual character for a young child to latch on to. I mean, most of the time, kids in my Sunday school class at least were clamoring about David or Daniel or some active Bible character, but it always fascinated me that here was a man who walked with God, and one day he was not. That he was not present on earth because he had simply continued his walk with God. And that's the path that we desire, that we seek, that we walk on when we choose to walk the path with Jesus. As one that enjoys hiking and seeing nature and the sights that God created, there are paths that I have taken that were not pleasant, that were not easy, that were very difficult, very taxing, very trying, but even on the path, even in the midst of the struggle, I was filled with joy because I anticipated what was to come. I knew what was at the end. I had seen photos, or sometimes I've already been there once before, and I've heard stories. Others have been there, and they've shared what it's like. And so I press on. And as my legs ache, I'm still filled with joy because I know what's coming. And I believe that's the joy that the psalmist talks about when he recognizes that God has made known to him the path of life. And it's like Jesus stating, or the Bible stating, that Jesus, for the joy set before him, endured the cross. The joy was, I part of it, I think, was he knew it was near the final stage of his return back to his Father. But I also think part of that joy was the completion of a way for us to be with him for eternity. A completion of the task. And while the cross is definitely not an easy thing, and there was joy because he could see ahead. It's the joy that we seek and we find as Christians. No one likes, that I know of, likes discomfort. Sometimes we choose that because we know that by enduring it, it makes us stronger, it makes us more prepared, it helps us in the long run. And as we recognize Jesus proclaiming that we're going to have trouble in this world, we know it's coming. Chances are it's not even coming, it's here. We're experiencing it. And while the troubles ebb and flow, we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. And for the joy set before us, stay the course. The Bible says that the crown of life, this path that leads to the crown of life that is our desire and goal, the crown of life is given to those who are faithful to the end. For the joy set before us, we take on the example of Jesus and we endure that cross that we take up daily. We endure the troubles. We endure the path. And we find joy day to day because our eyes, our mind, our very spirit is fixed on the joy that's to come. And the anticipation. Think of a child at Christmas time. The anticipation sometimes becomes overwhelming almost. But the joy of looking ahead fills us with a joy that ought to be shared. And as we share stories of our joy, as we experience the victories that Christ brings, we begin to paint that picture for others. That the path that we follow in life, whether we choose the correct path or not, is going to be filled with trouble. But there's a correct path. One that leads to life eternal, one that can contain joy. Because one day it leads to that welcome home. Well done, good and faithful servant. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the things that we need in order to endure this life of trouble because you've overcome the world through Jesus. And so God, today, help us to know the joy that was set before Jesus, the joy that is set before us as we keep our eyes fixed on the prize. We keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. And Father, may that awareness of what's to come fill us with an anticipation that brings joy even in the hardships of life. When our bodies ache, when our soul is stressed out, when our spirit cries out to you, the living God. May we experience the joy of knowing that in all of those moments, you are with us. Because we've chosen the path of Jesus, the correct path. And so, God, as we consider how you help us, may we share the news and knowledge and joy of the path that we found. The path through Jesus, the path guided by His Spirit and His Word. And Father, may we not only experience that joy, but may our lives reflect that joy in a way that attracts others to Jesus. God, today, whether our path is easy, whether our path is difficult, whether it's just an average day or a spectacularly good day or a spectacularly bad day, may the abiding joy of Jesus fill us so that others see Him through us. They see Him in us. And Father, today, as we walk this joyful path, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.